For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a chain of islands in the Pacific Ocean. These 16 South Pacific coral islands straddle the equator. They were discovered by Micronesians for thousands of years. Pardon me, that's not discovered. They were inhabited by Micronesians for thousands of years before they were discovered by the West and renamed for a British sea captain. They later became part of the British Empire and played a strategic role in the battles between the U.S. and Japan during World War II. Today, the tiny islands are part of the Republic of Kiribati, and they may become the center of yet another battle, the effort to protect coral reefs from the effects of global warming. You've got about a minute to come up with the name of these tropical outposts. We'll be back with the answer after the break. Thank you for listening to Public Radio International. Free podcasts are made possible with support from individuals like you. Please visit PRI.org and make a gift today to invest in better media. The Gilbert Islands. They're a string of tiny coral islands in the Western Pacific and the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Once part of the British Empire, the Gilbert Islands are now part of the nation of Kiribati. Coral islands and reefs around the world are threatened by global warming, but some scientists think that purely by an accident of geography, the corals of the Gilbert Islands might be spared some of the worst effects. Sabri Benashour has our story, which begins in Baltimore.
At the National Aquarium in Baltimore, children ooh and ah at the colors of fish and coral waving and squirming around in the Pacific coral reef tank. Foot away, a fleshy-colored Brent Whitaker looks on. He's senior director for biological programs at the National Aquarium.
You have all shapes and colors when it comes to corals, and actually the color is imparted by something called zooxanthellae, which is a symbiotic algae that lives within the coral.
Now, one day, Whitaker came up to the tank, and all the color was gone.
We noticed the corals were bleaching.
Turns out a construction crew doing renovation work was to blame.
What we come to find was that the lights were being left on all night long.
That may have raised the temperature in the tank ever so slightly, and corals are very sensitive to temperature. A rise in temperature of just 1 degree Celsius can mess up the relationship between corals and the algae that live within them. And if it goes on too long,
they basically starve to death without them.
With the corals go the fish, the eels, the shrimp, all the things that live on reefs. And that's important to people because while coral reefs take up less than 1% of the surface area of the ocean, it's estimated that a quarter of all marine life call coral reefs their home at some point, including 25% of seafood consumed by humans. What happened in the National Aquarium tank was an unintentional demonstration of a situation that's playing out in real life in reefs all around the world's oceans. Mary Hagedorn is with the Smithsonian.
Globally, the numbers of corals have reduced substantially. Everyone has a different number, but it's going down, it's not going up.
That's because, like the lights above the aquarium's coral reef tank, global warming is heating up the world's oceans. Scientists predict that in the South Pacific, in particular, the reefs are basically going to cook over the next century. Ann Cohen is with the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute on Cape Cod.
This whole area, which includes some of the most remote and pristine coral reefs in the world, is predicted to warm by 3 degrees or more by the end of the century. Now, that is a huge rate of warming, much more than we know corals can actually survive.
But that rate won't be the same everywhere, and the variation was driven home when Cohen and her colleague, Chris Karnauskas, began looking at satellite photos of the Pacific. They saw some very funny little dots.
When you really zoom in and you look near these islands, you see a signature in temperature that's cold in an otherwise warm part of the ocean.
What they found was that a few islands, just a handful,
the Gilbert Islands, part of the nation of Kiribati,
at just the right spot near the equator, were cooler and livelier than their neighbors. It turns out there's an ocean-long, deep-water cooling current that's fueling these islands.
When the cold, nutrient-rich undercurrent passes through the island chain, some of the water is forced up to the surface. which is just like air rushing over a mountain.
They ran some numbers with supercomputers and found that as the climate changes, that current will strengthen. It'll be like an air conditioning unit, slowing the rate of warming by about 7/10 of a degree Celsius.
While that doesn't sound like a lot, that the rate of warming will be slower in these key pockets of coral life may offer them a better chance in the long run for adaptation and survival.
As Cohen puts it,
it's not looking good for anybody, but it's looking marginally better for a small subset of islands that are geographically well-placed.
She says the Gilbert Islands should get special protections from short-term threats like sewage dumping, runoff, and fishing, so the corals there at least have a chance. George Stanley is a paleobiologist at the University of Montana. He says corals have been around for hundreds of millions of years. They've survived mass extinction events, and they might survive climate change, too. But
recovery of ecosystems take as long as 3 to 10 million years. That's an incredible amount of time from our standpoint.
And just a bit too long for humans to wait. For The World, I'm Sabri Benachour.